Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ballard, the author of so many books. I hurt myself carrying them to the studio, including one that he and his wife, Barbara Perman, wrote, No Ordinary Move, Relocating Your Aging Parents. That's one of the things we're talking about. Jim and I have talked about so many topics under the sun over the last 14 years. He's always a treasure around here, and the things that he wants to talk about. And what we're talking about right now is what he calls conscious dying. All of us are going to deal with it. Many of us are dealing with it. Many of us have dealt with it. If you're a baby boomer especially, you either have or are or will deal with an aging parent. Jim, thanks again for hanging out with us. As we went to the break, I used the word dignity. And I think that if I could give anyone anything at the end of life, it would be somehow whatever form it took, find some way to give them some dignity. What do you think?
Absolutely, that's the word. That's the key word. And in hospice, that is the goal. You know, when you move. To hospice, you move from healthcare, which is all about keeping people alive and curing disease. You move into a different mentality. It's about helping people's final period of life be as dignified and comfortable as possible. And one of the ways that we can do that, I think, is to help them look at what's happening for them. I was started to say that Barbara's sister works in hospice in a hospital, and she came up with a list of questions that we asked Barbara's mother. This is my wife's mother. Mm-hmm. And here are samples of some of those questions. What is your understanding now of where you are with your illness? And if your health situation worries, what are your most important goals? See, people dying can have goals. We don't think about that.
That is interesting.
What are your biggest fears and worries about the future with your health? How much does your family know about your priorities and your wishes? This is if the facilitator would ask.
Right.
What would you like people to say about you after you're gone? Well, Amy, Barbara's mother, and we looked at this, and I ended up writing. She wanted me to come and write, interview her, and write a whole piece called What I Leave Behind.
Let me say something here, Jim. Folks, if you just tuned in, Jim's wife Barbara's mother recently died, and her name is Amy, and we're dedicating the show to Amy's memory. Go ahead, Jim.
So we sat around, and the first thing we wanted Amy to know was that she had our permission. Her body was going down, and I actually wasn't there. It was my wife Barbara and her sister, but she and I had talked about it, and when they sat and they asked Amy, you know, or they said, do you know that you have our permission to go? You don't have to hang on and so on. Well, she just perked right up, and she said, I do, and I've been thinking about this. I've been looking at this. And suddenly they were in a space where everybody was freely talking about it. And when I heard about this, I just rejoiced. I said, I am so glad. What a relief that, you know, we can talk about this. And that's what I would like your listeners to know, that rather than this being something scary, that it can be one of the most precious
times. Or like it's this taboo that nobody can bring up.
Yeah, that's it. That's the denial part.
Yeah.
You know, as a hospice volunteer, Jim, I had a patient early in my years, back about 10 years, named Jody, and she was looking at things this way, and I didn't know this much about it, but I brought up the idea that she was graduating, and she loved it. She laughed about it, and she ended up having a graduation party. where everybody, her friends and family came to it, and she had a wonderful time graduating. You know,
well, isn't
again,
it, isn't
we
it
don't
sad?
Think of it that way.
I mean, think about if I think there's a term in aviation. You'd rather be on the ground wishing you were in the air, than in the air wishing you were on the ground.
I think it's
and in dying, maybe we could say, I'd rather have risked the taboo and bring it up before they're gone, than wish I had said something to them after they're gone.
You know, and so many people say that they say, I wish I'd said this or done this with the person. And why don't we look at it ahead? Is the point?
Well, I'd like to give people a little piece of advice. I don't know. You know, I don't know how you stage conscious dying. You know, everybody's going to have to do it differently. But I'll tell you one thing: if you have somebody who's near death, who's going to die within the next year or so, if you feel certain, go visit them regularly, visit them often. And here's the thing, Jim: when you visit regularly, you don't have to stay long.
Yeah, that's
you could
true.
Even just stay 15 minutes. But the longer you stay away, the harder it is to go back, because now you think, well, I haven't been there in a month, so I'll have to stay an hour. Visit regularly, visit often, and you don't have to stay long. You'll never regret it.
That's excellent. That's excellent advice.
Last thought,
you know,
Jim.
In the story
I got to wrap it up. You got a quick last thought, please.
Just look at folks. Look at this consciously and help your patient, your dying person, look at it. And Jim, the website is in jimballard.com. It's lifecrafters.us.
Okay. Lifecrafters.us. So check that out, folks. Hey, Jim, thank you for this today. We'll see you next time. Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.